Information released by Washington State and local governments is primarily, as you might expect, in English, though health districts translate some things to Spanish. Immigrant communities in places like the Yakima Valley still struggle to be informed. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Enrique Perez de la Rosa reports on organizations working to fill that need.
Like every organization in Washington, Nuestra Casa had to find ways to adapt to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Sunnyside nonprofit normally teaches classes of Yakima Valley immigrants how to speak English, how to prepare for citizenship exams, and provides resources for support and educational groups. When schools closed and parents had to stay home to watch their children, classes and meetings stopped. When Governor Jay Inslee enacted his Stay Home, Stay Healthy order, staff had to move operations online. Work being done on new projects stopped in favor of making those tough transitions.
Well, it kind of pulled the rug under us.
That's Katie Padilla. She's leading Nuestra Casa through the pandemic as its executive director. She's also been trying to figure out what role the nonprofit should play in helping the Yakima Valley's immigrant community get through this.
Are we just updating community? Are we going to continue teaching our classes via phone? Or is there an actual space for us?
Nuestra Casa saw people needed information in Spanish, from how to protect themselves from infection to where to look for resources to weather job losses. That information is generally found online on various state and local government websites, many of which now have some information in Spanish and other languages. The State Department of Health has even started their own Spanish language podcast.
Bienvenido al nuevo podcast Bienestar Washington del Departamento de Salud del Estado de Washington.
Here, the Yakima Health District is holding news conferences in Spanish, live streamed on social media. They've also launched an online coronavirus toolkit, YakimaJuntos.org, with basic health tips on flyers and videos in Spanish.
Nuestra comunidad de Yakima está unida en esto. Actúe ahora para proteger a su familia y a nuestra comunidad.
But community health specialist Erika Ochoa recognizes government agencies aren't the first place people turn to for help.
We may have all of the context, but we're not the first place people think of. What's the number? How do I get a hold of them? Will they speak English? They don't know who we are, but they know who Kathy down at Nuestra Casa is.
Nuestra Casa isn't just taking questions. They and La Casa Hogar, another educational nonprofit in Yakima, have partnered with the health district to take a more proactive approach, reaching out to students over the phone and going on air at Spanish language broadcaster KDNA. La Casa Hogar's executive director, Laura Armstrong, says that's necessary because internet access is not a given for immigrants.
The way people are sharing information about this virus is by like forwarding links, lots and lots of links, and you have to read all these things in the links. And that is, again, like overwhelming and not how our community receives information.
That understanding of how the immigrant community gets information is why Nuestra Casa and La Casa Hogar have stepped up. Even though disseminating public health information is not their own expertise or a core part of their mission.
You know what? Our mission is connecting and educating and partnering with our families. And so in the past, that's been primarily through leadership development and education. But, you know, maybe that looks different right now. In times of emergency, it just requires different needs and different responses.
In a public health emergency, it's everyone's job to keep others healthy and informed. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Yakima.